Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are exploring Lateral Thinking by Edward de Bono. Published in 1970, this groundbreaking book introduces the concept of lateral thinking, a vital tool for anyone looking to enhance their creative problem-solving skills. Edward de Bono, a renowned philosopher, psychologist, and professor, has taught at prestigious institutions like Oxford, Harvard, and Cambridge. With over 80 books to his credit, including influential titles like The Mechanism of the Mind and Six Thinking Hats, de Bono is credited with inventing the term lateral thinking. Lateral thinking delves into the crucial distinctions between vertical, traditional logical thinking, and lateral, creative, out-of-the-box thinking. The book is not just theoretical. It offers practical techniques to boost your creative capabilities and drive significant changes and innovations. Additionally, it provides valuable insights for teachers to cultivate young minds to think laterally, fostering early development of creative thinking. This book is particularly suited for individuals aiming to break free from conventional thinking patterns, including executives seeking to revamp their brainstorming techniques for better business solutions, and teachers who wish to instill a creative mindset in their students. Join us as we summarize and analyze how lateral thinking can transform your approach to everyday problems and open up new possibilities for innovation and creativity. Lateral thinking, creativity, step by step. Introduction. Exploring new dimensions in problem solving and creativity. Picture this. You're trying to innovate, to break new ground with a brilliant idea that could change the game. Yet, every path you take seems well trodden, every idea slightly stale. It's not the dead end that's the problem. It's the typical linear way we're all used to thinking. This is where the magic of lateral thinking enters the scene, offering a refreshing escape from traditional thought patterns. Lateral thinking is all about shifting perspective, reimagining the familiar in unfamiliar ways. Imagine turning a concept on its head, or viewing a problem through the lens of a child, fresh, unburdened by convention. Edward de Bono, the pioneer of this revolutionary way of thinking, provides compelling examples that illustrate just how transformative lateral thinking can be. With a bit of practice, you too can start bending your thoughts into new and exciting forms. Throughout this discussion, you'll discover how simple exercises related to product design can stretch the limits of your creativity. You'll see the value in every suggestion, no matter how initially outlandish it might seem. Moreover, you'll learn an unexpected tactic involving a dictionary that might just propel your brainstorming sessions to incredible heights. By embracing these strategies, you're not just finding new answers, you're also crafting a new way of seeing the world. This isn't just problem solving, it's a whole new approach to thinking and innovating that goes beyond the conventional. Part 1. Redefining Thought. Embrace lateral thinking to refresh entrenched mental patterns. Thinking is a powerful tool, shaping not just our actions, but the very way we perceive the world. Typically, we rely on vertical thinking, a process where concepts are deeply rooted in known facts, akin to anchoring an idea firmly underground. Yet, there's another, less traveled path, lateral thinking. This approach doesn't just dig deeper, it seeks new soil in which to plant innovative ideas. Here lies the crux of today's discussion. Lateral thinking is essential for updating and rejuvenating those deep-seated mental patterns that govern our understanding. First off, it's crucial to recognize that lateral thinking isn't opposed to vertical thinking. They are complementary, not contradictory. Vertical thinking plays a critical role because it matches the brain's intrinsic operations. Consider how our brains excel in pattern recognition and information organization. Thanks to what's known as a self-maximizing memory system, We can recall based on past experiences and learned patterns. Such efficiency allows us to recognize elements like letters and numbers, even when they're only partially visible. However, this efficiency comes at a cost. The more we rely on these established patterns, the more rigid our thinking may become. We risk becoming prisoners to patterns, accepting them without question. Enter lateral thinking. This method encourages us to prod and poke at these established patterns, challenging and questioning them to forge new paths of understanding. Innovation and creativity are stifled if we don't question the assumptions and invisible boundaries set by our minds. Here's where the balance becomes vital. While science and mathematics benefit immensely from vertical thinking, which categorizes and labels concepts clearly, there are times when breaking away from this structured thought is necessary. Lateral thinking pushes us to reconsider these categories altogether, offering fresh perspectives and possibilities. In sum, to cultivate a mind capable of significant innovation and creativity, embracing both vertical and lateral thinking is paramount. This dynamic interplay between the two modes of thought can transform the way we approach problems and envision new possibilities. Part 2: Unlocking Creativity. How practice in lateral thinking can enhance problem solving. While some may naturally excel at lateral thinking, the rest of us often find that breaking from traditional thought patterns requires deliberate effort and practice. To truly harness the power of lateral thinking, we need effective strategies and regular exercises to strengthen our creative faculties. The core idea here is simple yet profound. With dedicated time and practice, lateral thinking can become accessible to anyone, enhancing our ability to innovate and solve problems. The essence of lateral thinking lies in its name, lateral, implying a movement to the side, a shift from the usual forward or vertical thought process. It's about exploring multiple perspectives, actively seeking alternatives to shake up and possibly redefine outdated patterns. One practical step to foster lateral thinking is setting specific quotas for new ideas. While many claim to value and seek out fresh perspectives, these intentions often falter without a structured approach. Imposing a quota, say generating 3 to 5 different ideas on a topic, compels engagement with lateral thinking and ensures those intentions translate into actionable results. To put this into practice, consider the technique of creative description. For instance, take varied photographs from magazines, stripping them of any contextual captions. Challenge yourself or others to devise 3 distinct narratives for each image. Select images open to diverse interpretations, such as a group wading through shallow water. Such a scene might be seen as a joyful beach outing, a desperate escape from a disaster, or a stealthy approach to an unseen destination under the cover of night. Another engaging exercise involves partially obscured images. Present a photograph where half the content is hidden and ask participants to speculate on the unseen half. Encouraging guesses that are imaginative and even far-fetched can spark further creativity, proving that in lateral thinking, no idea is too outlandish. These exercises underscore a vital principle: every response, no matter how improbable, holds value. By affirming all contributions, we cultivate an environment where creativity is unleashed, leading to innovative solutions and breakthroughs that conventional thinking would rarely permit. So, by regularly practicing these simple yet effective lateral thinking techniques, anyone can begin to see the world in a new, more imaginative light. Part 3: Nurturing Innovation Through Open-Mindedness in Lateral Thinking. In the realm of lateral thinking, no ideas are dismissed as wrong. In fact, ideas initially perceived as erroneous often pave the way for unprecedented innovations. Reflect on the work of Guglielmo Marconi, whose revolutionary idea about radio waves transcending oceans was forged from an incorrect assumption that they would follow the Earth's curvature. The ethos of lateral thinking is rooted in judgment-free exploration. It's a space where all contributions are valued, fostering an environment where breakthroughs can unexpectedly emerge from the most unlikely sources. The core takeaway here is, lateral thinking thrives on the suspension of judgment and the keen identification of dominant ideas. To optimize the output of brainstorming sessions, lateral thinking incorporates a generative phase, where ideas flow without critique, and a selective phase, where ideas are evaluated and pursued. During the generative phase, it's vital for participants to feel they can express even the most outlandish ideas freely. It's in testing these seemingly far-fetched ideas that novel solutions are often born. To encourage such free-flowing creativity, try initiating exercises focused on redesigning everyday objects or systems. Imagine proposing the task of developing a more efficient apple-picking device, or rethinking the design of a spill-proof cup, an umbrella, or even conceptualizing enhancements to the human body itself. Such prompts not only stimulate creative output, but also help in pinpointing dominant ideas that might dictate the direction of thought in a particular context. Probing further into the example of creating a better apple-picking machine, the typical assumptions about the task, like avoiding damage to the apples or selecting the right fruits, are challenged. What emerges are the dominant ideas that can guide the solution's development. By permitting a free exchange of ideas without fear of criticism, you also promote the identification of different angles or fractions of a problem, thereby enabling a multifaceted approach that might uncover innovative solutions. By encouraging such multidimensional thinking and maintaining an open-minded stance, lateral thinking not only helps in recognizing dominating ideas, but also fosters a culture where innovative aspirations can flourish. Part 4. Revitalizing brainstorming. Enhance creativity with the reversal method and analogies. You may have experienced a brainstorming session, but have you truly delved into a dynamic lateral thinking exercise? While brainstorming adheres to the core ideals of lateral thinking, such as withholding judgment and exploring dominant ideas, its heightened effectiveness comes from following specific strategies. The essence of today's discussion is to employ the reversal method and analogies as tools to transform your approach to problem solving. Organizing a session with about 12 participants for 30 minutes could be the ideal setup, long enough to delve deep, yet short enough to keep the energy and ideas flowing vibrantly. Diving deeper, beyond standard brainstorming, there are specialized techniques designed to steer you into a lateral thinking mindset. One such powerful tool is the reversal method. This involves flipping the scenario you are considering. For instance, if the challenge revolves around police officers directing traffic, reframe it to consider traffic directing police officers, or even police officers misdirecting traffic. This reversal isn't about finding immediate solutions, but stirring the mind to ponder the overlooked possibilities in a situation. In some cases, reversed scenarios might seem ludicrous, such as imagining streets cleaning street cleaners when discussing street cleaning. While physically and logically implausible, the power of such reversals lies in their ability to break conventional thought patterns and ignite creative thinking. Similarly, analogies can serve as a bridge to new insights. Consider comparing a rumor to a snowball tumbling down a hill. It gathers size and momentum as it rolls. This analogy could lead to deeper inquiries. Does the snow represent the growing number of people who hear the rumor, or does it symbolize the increasing impact of the rumor itself? Both reversal thinking and analogies are not just tools, but catalysts that challenge our standard views, encouraging us to explore problems from fresh, unconventional perspectives. This approach not only enlivens the brainstorming process, but also enriches the depth and breadth of the solutions generated. Part 5. Unlocking secrets, how focusing on the unexpected can yield breakthrough insights. In the captivating tales of Sherlock Holmes, there's a deceptively simple yet enlightening moment. A dog that did nothing at a crime scene becomes a crucial clue, not because of its actions, but because of its inaction. This intriguing detail, which Dr. Watson dismisses as irrelevant, is exactly what alerts Holmes to the familiarity between the dog and the criminal. This scenario splendidly illustrates a foundational principle of lateral thinking. Sometimes, the most telling information is what does not happen or what seems irrelevant. The central theme here is that focusing on unusual attention areas and entry points can lead to surprising and valuable insights. Consider the approach of viewing a problem from its end rather than its beginning. Imagine solving a children's illustrated puzzle. Three fishermen in a boat have tangled lines, and at the end of one line hangs a caught fish. Instead of tracing each line from the fisherman down, starting at the fish and working your way up is far more efficient. This method, while perhaps counterintuitive at first, can often reveal the solution more directly, and is a classic example of an effective lateral thinking strategy. Lateral thinking encourages breaking away from the brain's habitual pattern of following the most apparent paths and instead invites an exploration of the forgotten, the overlooked, or the seemingly irrelevant. For instance, when tasked with determining the number of matches required in a tennis tournament with 110 participants, a conventional approach might focus on the winners advancing through the rounds. However, a lateral thinker might consider the number of losers instead, as each match results in one loser. Thus, for one winner, there must be 109 losers, leading to the need for 109 matches in total. This shift in perspective, from winners to losers, from starts to finishes, exemplifies how lateral thinking works. It's about identifying less obvious factors and starting points, which often hold the key to unlocking complex challenges. By adopting this unorthodox approach, you not only diversify your problem-solving toolkit, but also enhance your ability to generate groundbreaking insights in any situation. Part 6. Igniting creativity with random stimulation, exposure, and formal generation. Diving into the world of lateral thinking, we've explored numerous methodologies like provocative statements and problem-solving techniques that encourage unconventional ideas. Beyond these structured approaches, however, lies the exciting realm of randomness, perfect for those seeking inspiration through less predictable means. Today's focus hones in on two distinct strategies for sparking this kind of random stimulation: exposure and formal generation. First, let's explore the concept of random exposure. This technique hinges on introducing your brain to completely new environments and inputs unrelated to your current challenges. Imagine diving into a novel unrelated to your field or attending a conference in an entirely different industry. This approach, often referred to as cross-disciplinary fertilization, opens your mind to unexpected connections and insights. The key here is to approach these experiences without a specific agenda, allowing the random stimuli to freely interact with your subconscious. On the other hand, formal generation takes a more structured approach to randomness. One fun and effective method involves using a dictionary. Imagine randomly selecting a page and a word on that page, then applying this word to a specific problem, like brainstorming ways to prevent shoplifting or improving window design. This method can be both engaging and enlightening in settings like classrooms, where each participant's unique perspective can lead to a rich array of ideas. Another technique within formal generation involves focusing on random objects around you. For instance, consider how the nearest red object might relate to the challenge you're facing. This approach forces you to make connections you wouldn't normally consider, potentially leading to innovative solutions. Both random exposure and formal generation are about breaking away from usual thought patterns and allowing the unexpected elements to stimulate creative thinking. By keeping an open mind and refraining from immediate judgments, these strategies can lead to surprising breakthroughs that might transform conventional approaches into extraordinary outcomes. Embrace the random, let ideas flow, and watch as new inventive solutions emerge from the most unexpected sources. Final summary. Lateral thinking stands not as a challenger to traditional vertical thinking, but as its complement. The essence of lateral thinking lies in its ability to stretch the boundaries of conventional thought patterns, those very patterns established and solidified through vertical thinking. By its nature, vertical thinking builds on existing knowledge, reinforcing and validating established beliefs and assumptions. In contrast, lateral thinking urges us to tilt our view, pushing us to question and potentially overturn these entrenched ideas. The key takeaway from these discussions is the powerful role lateral thinking can play in broadening our mental horizons. Employing various techniques such as creative descriptions, innovative design challenges, and unconventional problem-solving methods, lateral thinking makes it possible for anyone to enhance their cognitive flexibility. These techniques serve not only to spark creativity, but also to equip us with the tools necessary to approach challenges from entirely new directions. As we integrate lateral thinking into our daily problem-solving routines, we open ourselves up to a world of unexpected possibilities and insights, enriching both personal growth and professional development. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.